018 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Same preface to Volume 10. In the town, doubly anxious for the cause of humanity, the citizens felt an earnest desire that justice should not fall victim in her own temple. Among these, John Adams and Josiah Quincy, Jr. deserve the most honorable mention. They sympathize deeply with the masses of their fellow citizens in their hatred of the instruments of their oppressors and in their detestation of the principles these oppressors had been sent to maintain. No men had more openly or pathetically appealed to their fellow citizens, or had more studiously excited their resentment, both in the gazettes and in Faneuil Hall, against the troops and their employers. What then must have been their surprise when Captain Preston solicited their professional services on his own behalf and that of the soldiers? To understand the difficulty of their situation, it is necessary to realize the exasperated state of public feeling. The spirit of revenge glowed with an almost universal fervor. On one hand were the obligations of humanity, official duty, and the strong desire that justice be done. On the other, the confidence of their political friends, their popularity, and the general affection which their public course had earned them in such a remarkable degree among their fellow citizens were at risk. After deliberation and consultation with each other and their friends, both of these patriots yielded all personal considerations to the higher obligations of humanity and official duty. They braved the fury of the moment and interposed their learning, talents, and well-earned influence against that torrent of passion which for a time threatened to sweep away the landmarks of justice. In the midst of an excitement unparalleled in the history of our country, and in a community where they were so well known, Adams and Quincy stood firm.